to Ask Say the podcast. This is Say Tioko speaking, and you are now listening to episode number 7. Today, we shall talk about loving your own body and owning your sexuality. Let's begin. Earlier today, I was answering questions on Instagram, and I shared that the know you more about something, the more confident you are about it. So many women and men alike are not familiar with their own bodies, and loving yourself cannot fully happen if this is the case. Kailangan alam mo yung sarili mong katawan. You and your own body are one. It is yours and it is a great gift. But what's even a greater gift is the opportunity to explore its strength and abilities. There are so many things that your body can do. You just don't know it yet. Our insecurities about our body stem from our exposure to unrealistic beauty standards. And what is the main source ba of entertainment in this day and age? It's the internet. It's so easy to get swallowed and caught up on body trends that pop up every now and then. And syempre, every day we are on our phones, diba? Non-stop scrolling on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all the different social media sites. And the media targets our perception and warps what is real and natural. Comparing the media from what it was like 10 or 20 years ago to what it is now, I really think that there has been a huge shift, and it is really perfect. So I think that more and more brands now embrace and promote inclusivity. So let's give an example. So kunwari, maybe about 10 years ago in the Philippines, being morena or being kayumanggi was considered ugly. Laging may before and after sa mga billboards, and yung before nila is laging maitim or walang glow or something like that. So it was really put in a really bad spotlight talaga, like being kayumanggi or having darker skin. But now, it is widely accepted, and rightfully so, and it is about time. The same thing goes with plus-sized women. So about 10 or 20 years ago, you wouldn't see a plus-sized woman on an undergarment catalog, but now it's different. We haven't really fully eradicated discrimination around these topics, but we are well on our way, I think, and we are on the right track. All it takes is for one ripple to create a massive wave, and we continue making waves until change is achieved. We really owe it to one another. A question on Instagram that resonated with me is a question about being more confident about your vagina or your vulva, and for the men, their penis. I love that we get this opportunity to start a conversation about something that has always been considered taboo or listed under the things you should not talk about. Some say, that's private, shut up, don't talk about that. And I think that is where the problem begins. We keep important things under wraps, and we paint the whole topic with shame and guilt. And that shouldn't be the case. What's natural should be discussed openly, not tainted with misconceptions. Nothing is immoral and impure about learning about your own body. When it comes to your vulva, the first step is to get a mirror and look at yourself. What you're going to see down there is going to be with you forever. So might as well get to know about it, diba? And research. It's very, very important. Research, research, research. Different parts, different functions. And never ever compare your vulva to another woman. Especially women you see on porn. Do not compare yourself to porn people. Every vulva is different and unique. Just like every penis is. There isn't one vulva that is considered perfect or the standard. There just isn't. On Instagram, we also talked about grooming. Having pubic hair is normal. And what's normal should not be a laughing matter. I think this is where a lot of people get thrown off. That's why they don't want to talk about it kasi yung ibang tao, ang initial reaction, kakantsawan, tatawanan, they will tease her or him. It shouldn't be that way. We have to be able to discuss this topic without laughing and being more serious about it kasi it's not, again, a laughing matter. You can go all natural. That's your choice. If you don't want to do anything to your pubic hair, that's totally fine kasi nga, it's your body, your choice. If you do decide to trim or shave or wax or undergo any laser hair removal procedures, that is also up to you. Again, the choice is up to you. It's not up to your partner and not up to anyone. Just you and you alone. I feel like I need to stress this part because I have encountered getting messages from younger women saying, "Oh, my boyfriend wants my vulva to be hairless." But then she finds hair removal uncomfortable. So why would you do that to yourself, diba? Do not put yourself through discomfort for other people's preference or demands. This is bullshit. If your partner demands something from you and your body, that is a huge red flag. Parang sinabi niyang, "Oh, I will only eat your pussy or offer cunnilingus if you shave your pubic hair." For me, that statement is, I don't know, it's just wrong. Maybe, okay, he prefers nga na hairless yung vulva. But I feel na it should be done in a way that doesn't make you feel ashamed. Two-way street yan eh. If in a relationship, he says something like that, what do you think he would feel if you say something like this to him? "I will only suck your dick if it's 12 inches long." What do you think he would feel? Diba? So there's a way of talking about things and making someone feel ashamed about his or her body is not the way to do it. If you are in a relationship like this, you need to think about some stuff. It's not a relationship, that's a relationship, okay? The right partner will never ever make you feel gross about yourself or your body and they will never ever demand something from you. That's just a huge red flag. Okay, so going back to your body. Once you have familiarized yourself with your parts, you can now move on to exploration. This is the fun part. So knowing what turns you on and what works and what doesn't work for you is so important, especially when you get into relationships. The more you know what you like, the more you are able to voice it out. This is the reason why I promote using sex toys because you get to explore your own vagina, your own vulva, your own private parts. Para alam mo what works for you, what turns you on, what doesn't turn you on, what you will never try, what you can try, yung mga ganong stuff. Kasi it's super duper important. And once you are fully comfortable with your private parts and, you know, your sexuality, mas maging comfortable ka dealing with other people. And this is the only way that you and your partner can learn and enjoy each other's company. I really cannot imagine being in a relationship where I don't get satisfaction. Showing zero interest in satisfying your partner is again another major red flag. I once found myself in a situation wherein after giving an awesome and long blowjob, this guy just decides to start penetrating me. No foreplay, my goodness. No cunnilingus, oh my goodness. And he had the fucking audacity to say, "You are dry as fuck." And in my head, I was thinking, no fucking shit, Sherlock. Walang foreplay, walang cunnilingus. How was I supposed to get wet? Diba? So it was like all him. It was like, my goodness, I can't take this. You best believe that that situation totally threw me off. So I did not go through with it. The audacity. Nakakaloka. And this was back then when my boundaries were non-existent. This is the pre-awakening and pre-enlightenment stage. But I'm totally different now. Some women and people in general kasi, they tend to be so giving, and it's in their nature to be so giving, that they tend to settle na lang for crumbs that are given to them. That shouldn't be the case. You have to voice out your opinion. You have to own your sexuality and be honest. Only by doing this are you honoring yourself and your truth. And only those who respect this as you respect them is worthy of your time, your effort, and your beautiful body. We have come to the end of episode number 7. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and please do let me know what you think about this episode by sharing this on social media with the hashtag AskSayThePodcast. Thank you for listening.